Up next, let me ask you a question. Is social media causing people to feel more alone? Here's Megan.
I read an article in the Huffington Post this week suggesting that social media is increasing loneliness among young adults. Psychologists said that the more time young adults spend on platforms such as Facebook and Twitter, the more likely they are to feel cut off from the rest of society. As a young adult who spends a fair chunk of time on social media myself, I wanted to dig into this a bit more. So I spoke to Dr. Bex Lewis, lecturer in digital marketing at Manchester Metropolitan University and author of the book Raising Children in a Digital Age. I asked her what she made of this research.
My gut instinct when I hear those kind of headlines is to dig a little bit deeper and have a look and see, are they looking at correlation or are they looking at causation? Thankfully, the actual report does say we're not sure whether it's those who feel socially isolated turn to social media or the other way around. And I think from my experience of talking to people, I think it's probably people who are already feeling quite lonely are looking online for that kind of connection that they're maybe not getting elsewhere. And if there's more than 2 hours of social media use a day, double the chances of a person experiencing social isolation. I have to say, I probably spend more on there than that, but then that's my job. And I find it a really powerful, positive tool for connecting with people. I certainly don't find it isolating.
And Professor Brian Primack, who was the lead scientist on this study, said, "We are inherently social creatures, but modern life tends to compartmentalise us instead of bringing us together." Is that an area of opportunity that churches could be speaking into if we think a bit more about social media?
Yeah, and I think it's remembering that when we're talking about social media, if we can remember the social bit rather than the media bit, we tend to see it as a form of technology. And when the digital first came out, it was seen as kind of geeks sat in a little room on their own. And that kind of image has persisted, and that's what we tend to think is happening. I do think modern life has put us in little kind of lumps, but I found digital incredibly powerful for kind of breaking out of those. And I think it's a lot about how do we encourage behaviour that means that we're not compartmentalising it. Quite often the digital and the social exaggerates things that are already happening. So if we're already quite lonely, we may be using that in a way. But we can also use things like digital literacy education in schools to look at how we're using it, get the church to talk about how we're using it. Are we using it in a healthy way? Are we using it in an inclusive way? In a lot of my training, I encourage people to look at the fruits of the spirit and think about how those play out online. What does it mean to be patient, joyful, have self-control in your online interactions? And how does that mean that we can put ourselves in a space as role models, potentially challenging how the rest of the world uses social, but in a way that's still positive and social rather than beating people down?
And I read a piece that you wrote recently for Christian Today about the opportunities of social media. And in that piece, you said Christians need to understand how to be resident in the online spaces rather than merely visiting to do a bit of reaching out. Do you think our kids and young teenagers are already at that stage? They're already in the point of being residents in the online world?
I think a lot of them are. I don't think we can assume that all young people have exactly the same, but they have grown up obviously with the telephone and the mobile phone and the internet as a normal part of their everyday lives, so they don't tend to think about how they use it. So they are naturally, many of them are already resident within certain spaces online. I think it's the older people within the church who see the internet as some weird thing out there. And again, not all older people. I worked on Big Bible for 5 years, and we had a whole lot of people who are retired who are very active users of the internet. And we talked to some young people who just weren't really interested. They just wanted to get on with the rest of their lives. But it is a tool for communication. And I definitely think if we're going to understand it, we've got to spend some time with it rather than just dismissing it out of hand and thinking that everyone's playing Angry Birds or Pokemon or wasting time. I think that's the message that we get a lot of the time, is that young people are wasting time by being online. They're not really engaging with anything, whereas quite often they're deepening the relationships that they have elsewhere or with the people that they're not geographically present with, like extended family and other friends and people who they've got interests in common with who just don't happen to live near them.
I think that's such a big part of it for so many people. I know for me, at the moment, I live quite far away from my family, so I use social media to keep in touch with people that otherwise I would get to see a little bit more regularly. Do you think if we brush social media and the online world off as just wasting time, then we're missing out on some good opportunities?
Yeah, I think there's huge opportunities online, and I think even if we just look at the stats of how many people are online and ask ourselves, what are we missing out on if we're not engaging with people online? I think we start to look increasingly irrelevant as a church organisation and as kind of people who say we've got a care for the world. I think it's okay to look at our habits online and say, that's not particularly healthy, I want to challenge how we do that. But I think we've got to accept that it is part of the world that we live in and look at how we can work with that really well. We can connect with people globally, we can experiment with different aspects of our personality. We can connect with people who are interested in the same things as us but are not in our own space. If we've got health problems, we can look things up. I've got a lot of friends who are not very well, either with physical or mental health difficulties, and for them, platforms such as social media, absolutely huge parts of their everyday life, and some of them would say for their children, who have effectively ended up caring for them, it's also a space for them to keep contact with a huge number of their friends. And I think it's really important for us as churches to address within sermons or within youth groups to look at how we can be good examples of how we do this online and to question how the online fits with the rest of our world and what we should support and what we should challenge.
It seems that young people can't ever switch off now from difficulties that might be going on elsewhere. So for example, when I was at school, if there was an issue going on at school, you could at least go home, and that was kind of not happening when you're at home, but now everybody's online all the time. How can we address some of that?
I think some of it is looking at the idea that we were always able to get away from it. If you're talking about bullying in particular, there were ways people could still get at you, you know, they could chuck a brick through your window, although obviously it wasn't as on all the time, and I think that is a question we need to look at, and that's... I'll encourage youth leaders and children's workers to have discussions with children and maybe with the children's parents and talk about how to have positive policies at home. You know, we don't necessarily sit up all night doing X, Y and Z. And is it particularly healthy for us to sit up with our phones? Do we maybe have a family agreement that everyone leaves their phones downstairs to charge? Do we look at actually what we're doing that's healthy and not necessarily saying that what everyone else is doing is necessarily going to work, but we're going to try it as a family, or take that kind of peer pressure and turn it into something positive and say that everyone else is trying this, so why don't we try this too? And I think if everyone knows that everyone else is not waiting for a response, the classic is the FOMO, the fear of missing out and being seen to be a bad friend if you don't respond fast enough. And to a certain extent, if parents are saying to their kids, well, you can't use your phone after, you know, 9 o'clock at night, then your child might kind of go, yeah, and say it was my parents' fault, they won't let me do it. But they could actually secretly be pleased.
Dr. Bex Lewis talking to me this week about the idea that social media is causing people to feel more alone and highlighting some of the ways we could be using social media as Christians to reach out more. What do you make of this story? Do you think we need to be embracing social media more as Christians, or do you think it's causing us to become cut off and isolated? We'd love to hear your thoughts. You can drop us an email at studio@twr.org.uk, or if it suits you, you can get in touch with us on our social media. You'll find us on Twitter and Facebook if you just search for TWR UK.